Good morning and welcome to the conference call of ZEAL Network SE. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. Jonas Mattsson?
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to ZEAL's Q3 earnings call presentation. Thank you very much for joining this morning. I hope you all have access to the presentation, which should have distributed to you this morning, but it's also available on our website in the investor relations section. On slide three, we have the agenda for today's presentation, highlighting the main areas I will cover before giving you the opportunity to ask questions. We will cover ZEAL at a glance, followed by business update and a financial update before finishing off with the 2018 guidance and some key takeaways. Moving on to slide four. We have delivered a strong performance for the 9 months of this year. Billings, revenues, total operating performance, and EBIT are all showing significant improvements. This is driven by higher average jackpot in some of our core products and a strong performance from our Instant Win games and U.S. lotteries. Billings grow by 5%. Increased billings, coupled with fewer exception price payouts and, more importantly, our strategy to promote an optimal product mix and focus on higher margin products, boosted total operating performance by 17% and revenues by 21%. This is a direct result of the optimization and investment we have continued to make. All this combined with strong cost control, in which our core costs are on a downward trend, meant our EBIT more than doubled. In particular, EBIT for the third quarter outperformed expectations at 12.7 million euros. As you know, similar to the insurance industry, our business is subject to short-term volatility based on exceptional jackpot price payouts, and that's why it's important to look at also the underlying performance. On a normalized basis, revenues were up 8% and EBIT up 26% year-on-year. This is highlighting the strength and robustness of our business in the long-term perspective. Our net cash has also more than doubled to above 100 million euros. In large part, this is a result of the changes we proactively made to our hedging structure early this year and strong cash generating throughout the year. This gives us a very healthy platform for long-term growth and shareholder value creation. We're not complacent, though, and continually challenge ourselves to improve the way we're managing our portfolio and the long-term success. We focus on payback period as a measure to ensure we invest our marketing budgets efficiently. The payback period looks at how long it take to earn back money on every marketing money spent. Our core business is currently seeing shorter and shorter payback periods, which is really great to see. This, combined with increased efficiency we see from our marketing technology investment, give us continued confidence in our marketing strategy. This has seen us deliver a record number of 418,000 new registered customers for the group and our partners, which is up 54% year-on-year. Importantly, we have delivered this while reducing the cost for acquiring these customers. All this taken together mean that we have laid a strong foundation for the final quarter of the year, which historically is our best quarter. Just last week, we were offering an incredible 2 billion euros in potential winnings to our customers through the record-breaking jackpot for Mega Millions, Powerball, and Eurojackpot. Early indication from that week is very positive. Now let's go into a bit more detail, moving on to our business units on slide five. Our core lottery betting business has performed very well. We saw a top-line growth in billings of 10% quarter-on-quarter. We acquired a record number of new registered customers, which after 9 months of the year, were already up 24% on the full year of 2017. We achieved this while halving our cost per new leads compared with the previous year. Our LotEvate segment, which brings all our non-lottery betting startups and external investment into a single ecosystem, continues to perform as expected. Our cooperation with UNICEF Norway is continuing to show positive momentum with a small but growing active user base. The Spanish lottery business with ONCE is showing continued profitable growth in 2018. Our external investment continue to perform in line with expectations, and we made our third investment during the quarter, which is acquiring a 5% stake in Wishful, a London-based syndicate disruptor, for only €115,000. In terms of other areas of focus, in the UK, we have started to scale test the lottery betting business we are building. We're seeing continued growth, and we remain optimistic about the market's potential. This is a very positive milestone for our lottery betting internationalization plans, and we're looking forward to continue seeing how UK develops. The next few slides show our financial performance in more detail, so let's flip to slide 6. We continue to deliver growth in billings. The €212 million in billings were generated for the first 9 months were up 5% year on year. In particular, our third quarter billings performance was up 8% compared to the same quarter in 2017. As I said earlier, this was driven by higher average jackpots in some of our core products and a strong performance from our instant win games and US lotteries. We also saw a good performance from lottery clubs. In line with earlier year, we expect Q4 to be our strongest quarter. Moving to slide 7, total operating performance and revenues were both up. Total operating performance increased by 17% and statutory revenues was up 19% compared to the previous year. This was driven by the combination of higher billings and lower price payouts. Normalized revenues were up 8% versus the same time last year, highlighting the positive underlying performance. Our continued focus on cost control has enabled us to reduce costs for 3 consecutive quarters, which you will find on slide 8. For the quarter, cost decreased by 6% compared to the same quarter in 2017. For the year, despite acquiring these remarkable more customers, we delivered positive top-line growth. Our costs as a whole were flat. Overall, while actual hedging costs have increased, this has been offset and fully mitigated by reduction in several other costs. Moving on to slide 9, we have delivered a very strong EBIT performance, both on a statutory and on a normalized basis. This is driven by even greater cost control, higher billings, and fewer exceptional payouts. Statutory EBIT more than doubled to €29.1 million for the first month. As highlighted earlier, EBIT for the third quarter outperformed expectations at €12.7 million. On a normalized basis, again highlighting the underlying performance, this was even stronger, with normalized EBIT up by more than a quarter to €33 million. Net profit increased to €20.1 million, and earnings per share were up 130% to €2.39. Let's talk about net cash on slide 10. We have more than doubled our net cash position compared to the same point in 2017 to about €100 million. Our net cash position for the first 9 months of this year is €101 million compared with €48 million for the same period last year. This gives us a very healthy platform for long-term business and shareholder value creation. The increase was driven by additional profit after tax of €20 million and improvement of €26 million following the release of reserved cash made possible to the revised hedging structure we put in place in the beginning of this year, and also an decrease in the amount of income tax paid of roughly €6 million. Let's move to slide 11, the guidance. Our strong performance so far means that we can reiterate our guidance for 2018. Total operating performance in the range of €150 to €160 million. EBIT in the range of €33 to €43 million, and dividend assumed to be paid €1 per share by the end of the year. Before I wrap up and open up for questions, I will briefly touch on two other topics. Brexit. As I've mentioned to you in the past in several calls, Brexit will no doubt have an impact on business in general, but we are suitably prepared and we're confident that any impact will be minimal for the group. In terms of German VAT, since my last call with you in August, there has been no development in the court case process. We've been advised by our lawyers that the decision is now not expected until later in Q1 2019 because of general delays in the court. However, nothing on the merits of the case have changed. So to summarize, we have delivered a strong business performance for the period with billings, total operating performance, and EBIT all significantly up. We remain focused on cost, which have been on a downward trend for the three consecutive quarters. We have more than doubled our net cash position. All this provides an excellent platform for long-term business and shareholder value creation. With this, I would like to conclude and open up for questions from participants. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchdown telephone. I will announce your name when it's your turn to ask a question. In case you wish to cancel your question, please press star 2. The first question is coming from Bérénice Lacroix from Kepler Cheuvreux. May we have your question, please?
Good morning, all. Thanks a lot for taking my question. So I just wonder on your marketing costs. So what are your plans for Q4? Do you expect to push your marketing budget, notably with the launch of your primary lotteries in the Lotovate business, but also with the Christmas period coming in? I'm thinking of your Christmas lottery, El Gordo in particular. So could you give us some indication on your marketing cost expected in Q4 and eventually beyond? Notably in 2019. Thank you.
Thank you for your question. So marketing investment is a particular interest of us. So the way we, as I explained earlier, the way we are seeing this is if we can generate a payback period within or below 2 years, which we have achieved with great margin this year, we will continue pushing margins. Particular specific numbers, I would say we will continue in the pace we have during the first three quarters for this year, and I see no reasons to assume something dramatically different next year unless we see boost in some of our products. So for instance, if Mega Million Powerball goes up to significantly higher jackpots, we may take advantage of that one and boost our marketing investment. But I would say as a modeling exercise, you should assume similar to last year for this quarter.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Patrick Schmidt from Warburg Research, may we have your question, please?
Yes, hi, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my question. I've asked two, if I may. So first one, could you maybe provide us with some more details about your payout ratio in this quarter in the sense of your product mix maybe, and are you a quick reminder of which products typically deliver a lower payout ratio and which not, so that we get a better feeling, as I assume that 6 out of 49 had a stronger jackpot series in this quarter, for example. And the second question refers to your statement in your report. You stated some regulatory issues in Spain. Could you elaborate how this could impact your operations and what timeline can we expect? To my understanding, the impact should be rather limited, especially because your white labeling product ONCE is not impacted by this, but maybe I'm wrong, so could you give us some details with this respect? Thank you.
Absolutely. So let's start with your first question about payout ratios. So as we have guided in the past, the typical payout ratios for most products is around 50%. It varies a bit Instant win games have a higher payout ratio, but they also have a quicker turnaround, more volume. And for the U.S. product, it's slightly lower. In the U.S. product, we have the benefit of having an arbitrage, so we can actually being able to sell our product for higher price than the nominal price. So the way I explain this, when we're changing the product mix, we will focus on continue optimize which product we are pushing. Obviously, that will be dependent on the jackpot, but particularly if the jackpot goes up in the U.S. product, we will push them further, and that is healthy for our EBIT line. In the second question in regard to Spain, so yes, I can confirm that I'm not too worried about this from an EBIT point of view. It will have minimal impact in the long term. The very healthy business, the support contract we have with ONCE that we actually signed back in 2012, 2013, and working with them since then, is growing and it's profitable and is a really good relationship. And that continues to grow and is not impacted. What is impacted, though, is our business-to-consumer business in Spain, where we have a constructive dialogue with the Spanish regulator, and that is putting us in a difficult situation with that one. From an EBIT point of view, the good news is that has a very limited impact because it's more a break-even business, which obviously is a good business for us, but from a profit level, it's really the ONCE business that is making the difference. So that's why I'm not too worried about this one.
Okay, thank you. Could you give us a revenue share maybe of your B2C business in Spain, roughly?
So it's around 4 million for the B2C in Spain.
For 9 months?
For 2 to 3 million for the 9 months and 4 to 5 million for the full year, but with low margin.
Okay.
As you know, this is kind of a broker business where we buy tickets on customers' behalf. So it's a very limited impact.
Okay. Thank you very much.
For further questions, please press star one again. Thank you. Seems to be no further questions. Sorry, just a second.
So if you have no further question, we will glide to close.
Sorry, there is one further question coming from Albrecht von Witzleben.
Okay.
Yeah, Jonas, yes, thank you. Just a few questions concerning the investment you made in the UK. If you just could elaborate what it is about. As I understood, it's 115,000 euros, is it correct, for Wishful? I think, was it Wishful? I'm not sure I heard it correctly. And if you could also give us a bit of development on the free postcode lottery in the UK and also Omaze in the US.
Absolutely. Thank you for the questions. So yes, we did in this quarter, on the Q3 quarter, we did an investment of 150,000 euros in a company called Wishful. It is a startup company that is a lottery syndicate disruptors. So you can actually sell a couple of tickets combined as a syndicate to UK customer and still falling in the regulatory environment. So it's a small investment for a 5% stake in a startup company. And this is very much in line with our strategy to make small investments in potential disruptor and see how that will develop. We know that the entire industry need disruption, and this is our way that we will not be able to develop all the disruption ourselves. So investing in smaller startups, and hopefully we will find the secret sauce for something that is completely game-changing for the industry, which is definitely necessary. In regards to free postcode lottery, that now is called People Postcode Lottery, they are performing in line with expectations. They are doing some nice acquisition. They haven't started any internationalization yet, so we're still trying to make sure that the UK market is continue growing and at successful state, and then we will take the next phase to potentially scale this into other markets. Omaze is doing really well from a billings point of view. They are acquiring customers, and I think they have around 6 million customers. That's a big number in the US. So everything looks good. What we need to do with them is to make it more efficient so people continue playing and going into the second round of billings. But it looks very interesting for us with the US investment Omaze as well.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, seems to be no further questions at this time again.
Okay, if you have no further questions, we would like to close the call. We thank you for your participation, wish you a successful day. Our next regular call will be in March 2019 on the occasion of our publication of the full year numbers 2018, and would be pleased to welcome you again. Bye-bye.
We want to thank Jonas Mattsson and all the participants of this conference. Have a nice day. Goodbye.